You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
You guys, we needed this episode so bad. Welcome. Ooh. Welcome, welcome.
Oh. Hey.
Season 4.
So
I loved this
good.
Episode.
So good.
Episode 13, pictures of you. I wish we had all these pictures. How come we never got copies of these?
I know.
Somebody send us some presents, damn it. All right, give them the synopsis. Give them the rundown, ladies.
Okay, kids, this episode aired originally February 7th, 2007. A class assignment reveals the deepest secrets and desires of Luke and the students at Tree Hill High. Worried about college prospects, Antoine turns to Haley, while Nathan wrestles with Deb's suicide attempt. Chase learns that Brooke cheated on her calculus exam, while nudity and drugs run rampant in the halls of the school.
Surprise, surprise.
I
I don't know what it is. Like the last couple of weeks, these synopsi, is that the plural? I don't like them. I'm like, I feel that these are undercutting the importance of an episode like this. I don't know. Yes, whatever.
But it has to be titillating to get your attention.
Perhaps. So much more that happened in this episode. This episode is a testimony to how teenagers talking about their feelings and just having conversations mm-hmm. is great TV. It's
oh
still
my God,
really
you're
interesting.
Right. Like nothing batshit happened.
Happened.
Nothing happened. Guys, it's one class.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the cool thing. You know, when you edit your hour of television for network with commercial breaks, it's 43 minutes. And the teacher
that's
at the beginning, John Capellas, the custodian from The Breakfast Club, iconic get for us, says, you've got 45 minutes. And it's so cool to have an episode actually take place in the length of time of the episode.
Love it.
I mean, we could have made this show run forever if every episode was just like a class period. Like the whole season
like
is
24.
Just like, yeah. The whole season's just like a couple of days. No big deal.
We would have been so old by the time senior year. Oh my God.
Senior year would have been seasons 1 through 10.
Yeah, fine.
Good God.
To your point, so that John was a big get. Big, huge.
Yeah.
Huge get. Because we all grew up watching The Breakfast Club and John Hughes movies.
Yes.
Yeah. And Seinfeld.
What is your favorite John Hughes movie? Because that was, you know, for the kids that watch our show on streaming right now, and they watch our show as kind of this like retro, you know, throwback thing. For us, it was John Hughes movies. Like I watched them obsessively in high school to the point that I joined the John Cryer fan club in high school because I loved Ducky so much from Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
Like, I didn't watch John Hughes movies growing up. For me, it was, that was like a few years before my time. And so I just was watching, I was either watching like really old, like Turner Classic movies, which is kind of, I think, probably where your retro love for John Hughes movies came into, because we all loved stuff that was older. But
yeah.
But I don't remember what I was watching. I didn't start watching John Hughes movies until I was in my 20s and was like, wait, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
I loved them so much. And I got into, interestingly enough, this season of the show, I was watching Breakfast Club on repeat. And Bevan and I were living together in LA. She was my roommate in LA. She was coming back and forth because she was starting to audition for other stuff because she was doing so well on our show. Mm-hmm. And I will just never forget, there was like a holiday break. I think it was when I was going home for Thanksgiving and I had the flu. And I got home and just crawled on my couch and turned on The Breakfast Club. My mom brought me soup. And I was like, I'm miserable, but this is also my best day. And I watched The Breakfast Club twice. Just
twice.
Like back to front.
Twice.
And I was like, play it again.
So good. My favorite one was Curly Sue, though. If I had to pick, like, I think that's just because that was the one that he made during our actual era. Everything else was made
before. That was a John Hughes movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally didn't even know that.
Yeah. I've never seen that one.
Curly Sue with Kelly Lynch?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Jim Belushi and Kelly Lynch.
It's a little
okay,
so
great.
Good. She's this little orphan, like a con artist. It's great.
Okay.
Dude, watching John Hughes movies as an adult with my preteen child has been an eye opener because like you, Sophia, it's all warm and fuzzy. It's like these movies are my childhood. I love them so much. And then you sit down and you watch, you know, Pretty in Pink with a little boy.
Oh,
and he's like,
or The Breakfast Club.
He's like, this movie's disgusting. The way they objectify this girl and the fact that she picks that rich asshole over Ducky. Like my child was mad. He, like 3/4 of the way through the movie, he's like, I love this. Last quarter, he's like, this is stupid. I hate it. I watched The Breakfast Club with him at the beginning of the school year because I thought it would be a cool way to kick off middle school, like 7th grade. Wrong. He was so grossed out by everything that they did to Molly Ringwald and then the bad makeover they gave Ally Sheedy at the end where they took her from being the weirdo and made her look like a middle-aged grandma by like
totally
frosting her makeup. And so it's kind of strange to look at this episode, which is so deeply based on The Breakfast mm-hmm. Club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think this one holds up, you know? Yeah. It's not quite as gross.
It's not. And I will say, I think what's interesting is you realize that as every decade passes, you look back on your warm and fuzzies and you go, oof, that didn't age great. Okay.
Nope.
But I think the overarching idea, to Joy's point, is that kids talking about their feelings, trying to find their way, however flawed those movies look to us now, however flawed certain episodes of our show look to us now. I mean, God, Joy, we had a field day with last week's episode. We were just like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh my God, I know.
And then this comes. We missed you. We were just like, this is scary. But you know, then you get to an episode like this, and it's like, this is the best of what it can be.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And these, all of these kids trying to find their place, trying to do their best, trying to figure out, you know, who they are when no one's looking mm-hmm. and what they can say when barely anyone is around. Like, it's beautiful.
I mean, maybe that's what's fixing it. Maybe that's what's fixing it, is teenagers sitting around talking about their feelings. Because The Breakfast Club, which took place in the 80s, is talking about how they cannot relate to their parents who grew up in the 60s and 70s. And then our show is taking place in the early 2000s, talking about how we don't understand the grown-ups and the world around us that existed in the 80s. And so maybe this new incarnation of teenagers sitting around talking about what nightmares we are and dissecting shows like ours is incredibly helpful, because with each generation of teenagers that come through, hopefully the conversation is getting more honest and like making everyone more empathetic to each other. You know?
That was a huge, probably the overarching theme of this episode is empathy. Because it made me, that moment at the end when Lucas walked up to Glenda's car, it really got me. It made me emotional.
Me too.
Just being able to put yourself in the shoes of someone who you don't normally spend time with or whose eyes you don't normally look through. There was something so beautiful about that. And I hope that it seemed like at the end of this episode, if I was a teenager and watching this, it would make me want to go to school the next day and reach across to somebody that was really different from me, who I didn't normally interact with.
It's such a cool idea for an assignment. You know, the icebreaker of it all makes that possible. And I loved Lucas and Glenda. I loved it. Like, and by the way, there was a moment where I was thinking, like, these are the scenes I wanted to see last week between Lucas and Peyton.
Yes. Girl, can I tell you how jealous I was? I'm like, look how look how much fun they're having just talking to each other. It looks so nice.
It was such a good storyline. And yeah, the way they bridge that divide as these two characters. And you see, you know, from the Jimmy Edwards episode in season 3, who she is becoming and the way she is kind of hiding herself. And at first she says that that's out of anger and dismissal, and then she admits it's a little out of fear. And I don't know, there's something in the way that they're able to open up to each other, maybe because, I think we said this a few episodes ago, maybe it's a little lower stakes when it's someone who doesn't know you as well. But oh man, I loved it. And highlight, we finally got Lucas as a goth.
I mean,
We've been begging for this for weeks, and we got it.
We were, the lead up to it was seeing all the makeup on the ground, and I'm like, yes, yes, hold on it. And it was like a split second. I needed to live in like deep eyeliner, Lucas, for more than a split second.
Definitely, I wanted more.
I wanted like the nail polish and the eyeliner. I could have done without like whatever they put in his hair, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not the department head. It's not my job.
Amber Wallace deserves a huge shout out because she really did such a great job carrying this her portion of this episode. To come in as a recurring guest star, she was not a part of our normal family. And so to be able to have her come in and carry that weight on 100% level playing field with everybody else was really impressive. I thought she was so understated and honest in her performance. And she brought out the best in Chad, too.
Yeah.
He did such a nice job. You could tell that he really trusted her. And that's unusual for a lead in a series with a guest star that comes in. Because we have so many people that rotate through. It can feel hard to fully trust an actor who you don't know very well when you get a constant rotation of people. And yeah. It's a real testimony to her abilities. So I just wanted to give her a shout out because she's great.
Absolutely. And they had such good chemistry.
Yeah.
And I love, again, you know, this notion that it's so important to talk and get vulnerable to figure out where you are on your journey. I love seeing chemistry between two characters like these that isn't laced with sexual tension.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because so finally. Much of it is. And it's like, oh God, I want more of this. I want more scenes like this.
Yeah. Beyond their sexuality. People are interesting.
Yeah.
What's so funny though, the boys get to do that all the time. Like Lucas had his friend, that girl he met out on the basketball court. He and Daniela yeah. got to have like a platonic thing once she was like, we're not working out. Peyton and Lucas were platonic for a very long time. And he's platonic here. He's platonic with Haley. Like he gets to do that all the time. And Nathan also gets to do that a lot of the time. But for characters like Brooke, you know, or not really Peyton's a nightmare. But for like Brooke and Rachel and the other girls, Mouth is the only one they're platonic with. And literally everyone else is like just laced with innuendo. Yeah. And I wish that everyone had gotten those platonic relationships because of the things that I've maintained from my high school experience. I mean, you guys know I'm friends with all my friends from high school. And it's because we were all like pals and grew up together. And
yeah,
I don't know. I wish the girls had more opportunity to lean into that.
I do too.
You're not going to have to kiss everybody.
And you know what I like about you bringing that up is that in a way, that's what Shelley is talking about in this episode. Liz's whole storyline revolves around Shelley saying, I don't know why I have to either be a radical virgin or a slut. I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
And I like boys and I'm nerdy and I'm excitable and sometimes I feel awkward and it's that's the truth. Like there seemed to be this really kind of extreme spectrum for all the girls. It was like you wanted to sleep with everybody or you slept with nobody, and it's like that's kind of not real.
The point
for anybody,
it's funny that it's so ironic though that they were writing that for her and trying to make that the point, and yet her photo at the end was so sexualized and so. That was something that would belong in Maxim magazine, a photo of a girl with no top on that says teen. You
know what I mean? It's so gross. Listen to what we say. Don't look at what we do. That's kind of the vibe. Yeah.
I was like, where they nailed the photos with everybody except her. That was the only one I thought,
could have represented that better?
I mean, even if she was just standing in a white t-shirt, like in the middle of what is it, like a normal sitting at a desk? I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. It would have been, I think what would have been really cool, and maybe we just didn't have the capabilities with the tiny Canon Elf that we were taking photos on at this era, but I would have loved to have seen if they had split screened it. So if you had given her half of that photo and half of a photo of her in the clean teen shirt and the jeans, and like, I like the idea that she's like, no, I'm both of these things. But to go from, you know me as a clean teen and here's my wild side. I was like, I kind of feel like the point of her conversation is I run the length of this spectrum actually. And all girls do.
We have the easy answer. You know? She should have been wearing her clean teen shirt, but like cut off the clean part. So it just said teen.
Yeah, with the leather pants. Duh. Like both. Yes.
So easy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cut clean teen into a crop top since those were a big deal then because we were all missing the top half of our pants. Lean into the 2007 style and like say both and.
Just leave it at teen. Just leave it at teen.
Just standing there with a backpack slung over her shoulder by one of the trees on the campus in a teen shirt. Yeah.
It would have been really cool.
Okay, we rewrote it.
Fine, good. In my memory, it's different now.
They go awfully far. You know what I did love, though? And Joy, you weren't with us last week, but Liz was saying how much she really enjoyed filming that whole sequence with Lee. That the Shelley and Mouth storyline, that despite everything going on behind the scenes, filming with him, she felt really safe and protected, and that scene was really fun. And I love knowing that, that, you know, despite us looking at it and going, okay, they really, they took it real far in the writer's room, that they were able to have like a really great positive experience together is nice to know.
They had great chemistry. Oh, I loved that.
That when they're walking out on the edge of the quad and they're both, they both have their hands in their pockets and their shoulders are kind of up and they're just walking side by side, but they're not so touching, cute. But they want to hold hands. Like that killed me, the way they were mimicking each other's body language. I love these two.
Yeah.
It felt like doing theater this episode because we all would work like 2 or 3 days with just our person. And we got to do longer scenes, and it really felt like scene study with just one partner. And we didn't get to do that very often. Normally, our world is so like, there's 800 extras, and you're on the quad, and it's chaotic. And the fact that we all just got to do scene work was
a
nice
relief. Absolutely right. That, in fact, you could take that entire episode and put it on stage.
Yeah.
Different vignettes in different areas, and it would live on its own. It could totally live on its own. You don't need to know any of the characters because they say everybody explains everything about themselves to each other. So the whole episode lives on its own as a play, even if you don't know any of the characters.
Like Joy, we have to do this high school somewhere.
We should.
We
somewhere
have to.
In America. What's our new honey grove?
Also, I love that you're like, let's do it at a high school. And I'm like, let's take it to Broadway. I'm like, I actually think this would be like incredible. Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Let's talk about our characters. I loved Sophia watching Brooke be honest and vulnerable and not getting anything out of it. Like I don't know that she normally does. That's not like a comparison, but it was just nice to see someone do that. But she was just so real and honest with him and at the risk of losing something that She did really like this guy. I mean, okay, it had been like a day, but you know, how long does she know him? Like 3 days.
Yeah.
But for her, those emotions felt really big and it's so scary. Every time you get a new opportunity, it's scary to risk it.
Mm-hmm. And something I loved about it is that it's really the first time that you begin to understand more about her inner life. And it's such a great scene because this is true for so many people. Chase, when she admits that she feels like she's not enough, and I said this while we were watching, I said, you know, it's the only time I'm glad that the boss like betrayed my trust, because that was a conversation that we had had. And I remember, God, I remember getting the script and feeling so, I just felt like naked.
What was the conversation? Were you just talking about how you felt that way growing up,
take our sort of most personal stories and then would use them in the show. And for me, it had been so hard, and it had been long before this, to admit feeling that way. And to then see it come around in a script, I was just like, oh no.
Yeah, without getting a phone call of like, that was really inspiring to me. I feel like we can really use that with Brooke, and a lot of girls will be touched by this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we'll relate to this. whatever. Yeah, there was no warning. And especially now we're at the point where we knew we couldn't trust our boss. So it's like, God, I shared something with you before I knew I couldn't trust you. And now you're using it against me. But it's truly the only time I will ever say, I'm so happy my confidence was betrayed, because this is such a powerful moment.
Yeah.
And what I love seeing about it is that as she admits this, Chase is like, what are you talking about? And he lists all of the accomplishments that everyone on the outside sees. Mm-hmm. And she gets to say, without saying it, that's performance. I'm expected to be perfect in my house, and it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about me. Nobody calls me. Nobody supports me. Nobody asks me if I'm okay. So I show up and I do my best, and it doesn't matter. And it's such a beautiful representation of, you know, the old adage, like, money doesn't buy happiness. Success doesn't buy happiness. You never know what's really going on with someone. So be kind. And to have this girl explain that to everyone else, what makes her look like a success story is just like weight on her shoulders, and it, and she feels small. Oh, I loved it. I loved learning that, having to give myself permission to say that as this episode aired and the mail started coming in, and it still comes in, and people send that photo over and over and over again, and they say, this is how I feel.
That
it's such a universal truth.
Is so iconic. It's like generationally iconic. It's one of those photos that anywhere you are, if you see that, you know exactly what that is and what that moment is and what that represents. It was really exciting to see that come to life,
because
I don't
so much.
I don't know. I feel like I did watch this episode, but it's been 15 years for sure.
I liked Brooke's level of embarrassment. Do you know when you've been confronted with some of your own bullshit and you have to make the choice of like denying it or admitting it or turning it into a tool? Like, actually, don't be mad at me. You should really feel sorry for me, because the reason I lied is this, you know? Brooke just kind of sits in this puddle of embarrassment in a way where it's like, you know what? I did fuck up. And it, and you want to know what's worse? It's I fucked up some more. And here's some more stuff that maybe you didn't know about me. And why don't we just get it all out? Like, like, to sit in your own embarrassment is a sign of emotional maturity that it took me a minute to like figure out what exactly I was watching. Cause when she's sitting in the classroom and she's talking about her parents and all this stuff, I was like, what is this? You know, is Brooke trying to, I couldn't really put my finger on it, but it, that's what it is. It's embarrassment. It's like, I'm just going to say all the things. Cause if you're already out the door, I don't have to worry about you dumping me again. Cause you've pretty much dumped me earlier today.
But we are still stuck together for the next 45 minutes.
So let's just let it out. Being embarrassed is like the worst, especially at that age. And to have someone like see through all your hard work. I worked so hard at this veneer. And this boy is in town for 5 minutes.
And he cracks it. And I think there's something really powerful too, you know, for parentified children who grow up being trained to be perfectionists. It's very easy to bolster your image, to tell a little white lie that feels like it's not important.
Yeah.
But to your point, when somebody goes, well, but you lied to me, and you realize how that makes someone feel, you can see her wheels turning of, oh, I've been pretending to be perfect for so long that I haven't paid attention to what it's cost me. And it's just cost me you. Well, very similarly to Lucas and Glenda, it's like, there's a, in a deeper way, obviously, for Brooke and Chase, but not much. It's only been a date. It's like, well, I don't know you that well, so I might as well, you know what? Cool. We're here. I'm just going to, I'm going to lay it all out. I'm going to practice honesty.
Yeah. It's so good. It's good for the soul. I saw that in Bevan and Rachel, too. There was something so honest. First of all, what a great performance Bevan gave at the end.
That scene.
That, woo, that lead up. just getting to that place where she was just patient, just sitting there waiting, letting Rachel spin and act out and do all her craziness. And then finally standing up at the end and being like, all right, it's my turn to talk now.
Oh,
yeah. It was so good.
Beautiful. But then pivoting right back into pleasantness. It's like,
yeah, the snap.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what I think. And then I'm going to get back to business because I am an adult. I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Emotional maturity. I can tell you what I think and not throw a temper tantrum about it. And now we're moving on. You know?
That's right. That's right. Isn't that funny that Bevan, who is so sort of seems like wild and fun and kind of ditzy and cute and whatever, and like, oh, she's going to be just fine. But that she actually has a solid head on her shoulders. And she's like got the bird's eye view of things that we used to think Rachel had, but where she can sort of look over all of it and go, all right, this will be over soon. I'll be somewhere else. I'll just let, if you need to be crazy, I'm happy to sit in the bimbo slot for a little while and let you be. It's actually a super alpha move to just sit back and let the other people spin because they need to and not have to step in all the time.
Well, but don't you find that is kind of exactly what our relationships from our youth are? Like you pick your role. And then it doesn't matter how many decades go by, you fall right back into that role. And so if this little group of chicks needs Bevan to play the bimbo, like you said, okay, I can do that. If you need me to play a different part one day, I can. But
because it's not actually threatening her identity. Like she knows who she is. So stepping into a role for someone else to make it easier for someone else to figure out who they are, that's really cool to be able to just go, okay, if that's what you need, or go ahead. I know who I am, so I can float.
Yeah, it requires such a supreme amount of confidence. And it's cool with all these people in this episode, we're getting to peek behind the curtain. Some are, the initial peaks, and some are these deeper dives into people we think we know really well. And now we're learning about a whole nother level. And it's so amazing with her storyline. We think we know exactly who Bevan is. And then she's like, oh no, there's so much going on in here, but you guys all seem really stressed. So I make jokes and I make you laugh. And like, are you okay? And you just go, like she's lapping everybody else. And you didn't even know.
Bevan is the one person who has parents on our show.
Yeah, right? Probably.
Yes. She goes home to a mom and a dad and like maybe an older brother or something.
Skills does too, by the way. He just told us Skills has a family. He's fine. He's all right.
All the kids that have parents are fine.
They're doing great.
God. And they're dating each other, by the way. It's like the healthy kids find each other and they're like, we don't want to mess with this other train wreck over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just stay together. Ugh. Speaking of Skills, like you two. Oh. Magic. You had fun. And it was like you ate up the impression scene. Ate it up.
Oh my God.
Joy had so much fun
doing
at work
Scarface
that day
with your crutches. So funny.
We had a blast.
Did they give you a list of people to impersonate or you just like made shit up?
I think they asked me. Well, the Al Pacino thing was there, but then they were like, do you have other impressions? Like, do as many as you can think of. So I did Katie Holmes and then I think I did a Drew Barrymore that didn't get in, which is so crazy because like I am actually really in love with Drew Barrymore and I just love doing impressions of her because anyway, but it didn't get in. And then I don't know what the other one was.
The Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen bit. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh yeah.
But Chad did such a great job with the impressions too. He threw himself fully into those. Yeah. He cracked me up.
And it's so funny when Glenda thinks that his Gollum is Elmo.
Yeah, just
undercuts because he does such a good impression of it. And and you just see him deflate. And like, obviously it's written, but God, it's so, so funny.
No, it was good. We got to do stuff that we didn't normally get to do. And I think that's...
Who were you guys impersonating? I didn't catch that.
It was right when... Borat.
You guys
came
were doing
out.
Borat.
Oh, Borat.
No, I hadn't seen Borat, but James was obsessed with it. And so James was asked, like, who can you impersonate? And he was like, we're doing this. And I'm just like, yes. Okay. Yes. Cool. And it was before we had iPhones, so I couldn't like look it up. I didn't know what it was. And I was like, so just tell me what to say and I'll say it exactly the way you want me to say it. That was on James.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party. Mm.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah.
We're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
It's also cute watching Peyton and Nathan doing the same impression back and forth because it's like sibling energy.
Yeah.
It's so major, silly and nerdy and sweet. And it's like, it's almost a full circle when we talk about how Lucas and Glenda and Brooke and Chase are able to get really vulnerable with each other because they don't know each other that well yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's an inverse that happens with Peyton and Nathan where it's like, you know each other so well, you've seen each other through so many things that you become the only person besides Haley that he tells about his mom. You've settled into this almost sibling-like energy, which can happen with, like, you know, the first person you ever fall in love with when you're young.
Yeah.
Years later, you're like, we're bros. Like, that dork, like, oh my God. And they say the same thing about you. And you guys personify that energy. You know, even when he's trying to be like, we were good. And you're like, we were the fucking worst. Look at my hand. It's broken. Like, it's all so great.
I was trying to figure out that bit too. But it comes full circle because this idea that Nathan is a martyr.
Mm.
He starts off this little experiment by being like, hey, so I carved your initials into these weight plates and like, we were good, right? And it's like he's playing a part. He's like, he's like, we got to do this thing together. And I do care about you, Peyton. Like, I know you've been through a lot lately. So I'm going to say this flowery thing. And we've watched Nathan do that all season. Like, I can't commit to a school because my wife's not here. And I'm going to try really hard to be the like good guy with Rachel. And my parents are nightmares. But he's been trying to say all these flowery things because it makes the people he loves feel good. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to do it with Peyton in this episode. And she laughs in his face and is like, cut the shit. Like, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the whole gist is. It's like, I know you're trying to be captain of the team for every situation in your life. You want to be team captain for your wife, for your parents, for your sibling, for your friends.
That's such a good way to put it.
For everybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to be my team captain, man. I know you're a fuck up. I have the broken knuckle to prove it, you know? And I think we also in our lives feel a lot of pressure to be grand or super present or just like be a lot for everyone. And so I appreciate the Peytons in my life that are like, hey, I know you're a nightmare. Like, stop. You don't have to do this. Put it down.
Yeah.
And so I liked that Peyton got tasked with that message of like,
Yeah. Like you exist. You matter. You need to take up space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have picked the college you wanted to go to, Nathan. Have a moment. Let it be yours.
You deserve to take care of yourself. And that's a nice message. And it's so cool to see, again, when we think about all of this chemistry we normally don't get to see. We see so much chemistry between Haley and Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
The love story and the romance and the thing we've all, you know, loved the whole time. We've seen all the chemistry with Peyton and Lucas that they've pretended to deny for so long. And now we're getting the payoff. Seeing atypical chemistry, Haley and Skills, Peyton and Nathan, like broing out.
Mm-hmm.
Being confidants for each other, being sweet, but having no sexual tension under it. It's so interesting to watch.
Yeah, it sure is. What do you think, Peyton? That was the one, because Peyton was really servicing Nathan's storyline at a lot, like really, you know, pushing him forward. But I don't feel like we talked about Peyton enough really in this episode or a lot.
Well, maybe. I loved that. You know,
I guess we've been focused so much on her for
as the
such
person
a long time.
That has to cry in every episode. I loved her ostrich mentality in this. It's like, oh, you want me to talk about my feelings? Like, here's what's not going to happen. It's like,
I can't whistle.
I don't do what I've been doing. But also, I think Peyton knew that if she got into her own it would end up being like not a pissing match between her and Nathan. But there's a level of competition she knows exists between the two of them. It's why their relationship was volatile.
Yeah.
like, oh, your family sucks. Well, my family sucks more. And I like that she acknowledged what he was dealing with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then rather than let that conversation spiral, as it very well could have, she just changed the subject to whistling. Like, how do I alleviate this?
Yeah.
You know, we all have to get through the day. Sometimes it's not worth going down that dark path. Like, sometimes we just have to keep it light. I like that Peyton finally got to do that, because historically she's the one that's like, oh, there's something to cry about. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dive in.
Let's dig in.
Yeah.
I also like that because she's really been holding space for him to share.
Yeah.
And she's given him that beautiful advice. Don't be haunted like Dan.
Don't be haunted. Messed me up.
That hit me so hard. And I feel like in the face of what he shares about his mom, I like seeing her be a teenage girl that is like, I am not equipped for this. Like, I've given you my deepest advice, and now you have so much on your plate. I think the best thing I can do for you is make you laugh.
Like, Peyton's not the one to absorb that. When he says, I wish that, like, I was relieved to hear that my mom might die.
Yeah.
Peyton just lost both moms. Like,
both moms.
The girl with two dead moms is not the one you tell, like, I wish my mom was dead.
Yeah.
And so rather than give him like a speech about it, the gift that Peyton gives is like, you know what? We're gonna just put this away.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
She's flipping the pancake. She's just gonna turn it right over.
Yeah. Again, emotional maturity. We're that's all right. Exhibiting.
So gracious of her. Very gracious. How many times in your life have you had to do that? When someone says something to you that's just so insensitive and
constantly.
So, and you just look them right in the face and you're like, we're going to talk about something else.
Because
I don't have it in me.
No, especially in our industry where we know it's like 18 hours a day on set, you and me, huh? Okay. Well, I could pick a fight. Or I could make a joke, and I'm going to make a joke right now.
You know what? You feel it, though, because I've been on the other end of that, too, where I've said stupid things, and then you see the look wash over someone's face, and then you see them switch the conversation and be really generous with you and still kind and then just keep moving on. But it sticks in your craw.
Yeah,
and
it's like, almost worse.
You're like, oh, my God, I feel like such an idiot. And then you carry and think about it that night and the next day. And
overthinking.
It's almost better to just be nice and move on, because it'll just keep haunting that person later on.
It's cruel. Had you gotten to work with Antoine much before?
No. And I was so happy we finally got time together. We've got great chemistry together on camera and we always get along really well. He's just easy to act with, easy to talk with. He's so in the
fun
moment.
To be around.
He is. And when you're acting with him, he really listens. He listens to what you're saying and he responds. And usually his response is some version of the line, but sometimes it's not. And that's what makes it so fun.
It really does. I mean, I love the idea that your scenes together this episode informed past and future, because we can totally visualize elementary school skills and Haley like in the same class with Lucas, like palling around, being dorkos. But we're also getting the foreshadowing of him being a huge influence in Jamie's life.
Yeah.
Both things are accomplished in these scenes that you guys have.
That's right.
And it's so Uncle nice Skills. To get some of the depth for Skills. I love when you get exposition about a character that doesn't feel like exposition.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of this episode did. Which is kind of a miracle.
And there was so much backstory and none of it felt like, and then my parents said to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it was so cool to learn about his fears and his family and his dreams and his real worry that if he didn't get a scholarship, that was kind of it. That was a wrap. That scene made me immediately burst into tears.
Same.
Me too.
When you read that letter.
Yeah, same.
I was like, oh, there it goes. Yeah, it was so beautiful. Fun. And the misdirect was so good. And like him, I'm like literally tearing up again thinking about it. Oh my God.
Him telling you how messed up it is.
Yeah. Like, him being like, that's dark. Like, it was so sweet.
But knowing how much was riding on that for him.
Yeah.
Oh, the weight of that, how that would have felt to really accept, like, okay, it's just not in the cards for me, the dream that I wanted. And Lucas has had a dream too, by the way, the basketball and his, you know, the idea of having to give up one dream and here's the second one. And if this doesn't work out, it's going to be really hard to find a third. Dreams are such a big deal when you're in high school. They are at any point in life, but it seems like they get harder to reach for the older you get. And I liked what this teacher was saying about, you know, you get a chance to reinvent yourself only so many times in life. You're about to go do it right now.
Yeah.
Think about who you are, what your dreams are, what you want to be.
I also really liked the reality check of some of you will feel free when you leave here, and for some of you, it will be very hard. You know, that's really nice. And to your point, Hill, like this idea that we're all supposed to just kind of play our role. And how when you're around people you've grown up with, it can be really easy to fall back into those roles. And, you know, we talked about this a couple episodes ago about friend breakups. Sometimes when your role changes, people really don't like it.
No.
Yeah. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to be different. And then you figure out, you know, is this a moment of growing pains? Like, am I going to go and create new relationships with people that are going to allow me to be this bigger, better version of myself? And it's all represented in this episode without having to specifically say it. And that is my favorite kind of story.
Yeah. I like the freedom. You know, so many times when we talk about reinventing ourselves, it's about being a louder, more outgoing version of ourselves. And for me, it's been the exact opposite. Like, I was a performative young person, and the friendships that I've cultivated as an adult have been ones where I'm allowed to be not the decision maker. And like the passive one and the quiet, the follower, like I get to be the follower.
Yeah.
And I feel very taken care of in those relationships because it's filling a need that, you know, was void for so long. And so this idea that some of our characters are also doing that, it's like certain characters are going out and being bolder, but then other characters like Lucas is letting Glenda be like the leader in this conversation, be the sharer, be the one that like sets the tone about sharing and things like that. Like, I like that he kind of falls into a more passive position. I like that Peyton falls into a more passive position of just like, I'm going to center you here. Let you be center. Yeah, it's not always about getting out and getting loud and bold and things like that. Sometimes blossoming means like turning inward. And so I like that both sides of that are represented here.
You know what? When you talk about that, how we're centering each other's experiences in new ways, I also really like that this is one of the first times I feel like we've seen Haley grapple with the weight of what it means to be a pregnant teenager. To say, like, I'm excited to meet my son and what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my dreams? You know, you say, I wrote it down. You say, I still want to leave my mark on this world. And it's so nice to see her really hold the reality, not just the fantasy. To say, I'm feeling all of these things at the same time and I'm scared.
It's a
beautiful vulnerability.
Yeah, I loved the sort of the normalization of it, that it's just, this is just real life. Like sometimes girls get pregnant in high school and then they got to deal with if they want to keep their baby, if they, you know, how they're going to handle this.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And not having everybody around her make it a problem. It's just normal. Like, everybody's like, okay, Haley's pregnant. Okay.
And
she moves on and everybody supports her and it's all good. And I love that. And I loved seeing her have that kind of system around her with the friends that she's chosen. So now she can really just settle into, okay, what does this mean for me now? It's not a massive torture about, oh my God, I'm a pregnant teenage girl. It's okay, I'm a pregnant teenage girl. What happens next? What's the next chapter going to hold
for me? What is my life going to be?
Yeah, what do I, and there's, there's a fear, but there was an excitement there too, mm-hmm. that it's something that is, it's not, when I say normalized, it is out of the norm for the most of the population, but in terms of like her just not feeling alone. Mm-hmm.
That's special.
She doesn't feel alone.
Yeah.
It's special. Yeah.
Well, and by the way, regardless of what age mm-hmm. women become mothers, that's the key, right? Is you either have a community that supports you and you're having an incredible experience, mm. because P.S., we've got enough friends who've done it, you two included. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you either have a support system and you have people who hold you through the hard and who enable the happy to multiply.
Yeah.
Or you feel alone and it is terrifying.
Yes.
And it's you're right. It's really lovely to see that the people in her life, knowing she's made her decision, are like, yep. how can we support you?
That's
what do
right.
you need?
Joy, did you feel that way when you were pregnant in real life? I mean, I feel like there's kind of this thing in storytelling in our country, I can't speak to any other countries, where there's this drumbeat of like, if you become pregnant, no matter the age, if you become pregnant, you have to start over, or the trajectory you were on has to pause. And if you can get back on track, you know, there's some catch up work to do. Like, I was scared both of my pregnancies the way that Haley is scared, where it's like, yeah, I'm super pumped, I'm having a baby. Also, there's like things that come with that, you know? Mm-hmm. Hold on. Can we talk about the stomach? Can we talk about the baby
pad? Oh my God, Haley's baby pad.
I can't decide if I think that it's our honorable or our dishonorable mention. But like,
I loved it.
Our friends at home, in this gorgeous sequence of scenes with Joy and Antoine, Haley and Skills are up on the roof. They're having this moment and she's laying down.
Oh, the blocking's so good. The blocking is so good and casual.
And you like, you take a little stretch and someone in the edit bay didn't zoom in on the screen, which you can do in the edit, people. Like, they can go, uh-oh, something, there's a boom in the corner of the shot. Let's zoom in to cut it out. And Joy lifts her arms over her head, and there's the pregnancy belly pad mm-hmm. just out.
Front and center.
In all its glory.
Yeah.
And not only the, like, part that goes down around your hips, but the center padding with the stitching around it. Like, you see the whole thing down to the stitch lines.
It was a man. You know it was a man. Because he's like, no, she's wearing a tank top. That's a tank top under there.
He's like, that's her shirt. And you're like, that's definitely not what that is.
Oh my gosh.
That awkward, like, not white, not flesh colored, pale yellow.
Well, it
would have
just looked like Spanx or underwear, but except for the padding. Oy. It was just so clearly. Yeah, I'm really surprised nobody caught that.
Like, nobody just punched in on the shot.
Yeah. It's because your blocking was so good. Like, Joy, that is one of the gifts that you have, is that your physicality is not performative. Like, you know just how to take up space in a scene mm-hmm. in a really natural way. And so, of course, you laid down on that big, like, concrete block or whatever the hell you were on. And just kind of laid out, and you were doing, like, cat stretches, which is what pregnant women do. And they're like, the stretching's too good. Like, we have another take where we can't see the baby pad, but we don't have the stretching in that one. So,
stick
to the stretch.
I should have just prepped it out.
Whatever.
Honorable mention to my baby belly pad then.
Baby belly.
Jinx!
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture. They make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Oh, you'll know real when you get it, because it'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you will feel it.
Ooh, maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
And when it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts.
Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back.
Yeah, because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Well, we have some listener questions. Guys, that went by so fast.
That episode went by so fast.
Yeah.
I want to watch this one again.
I mean, okay. Yeah,
me too. It's so good. All right, our listener question from Brianna. I notice conversations going on in the background with main cast members. Are you all really talking or just moving your mouths? How does it work as being a background extra, especially when it's a main cast member? That's an interesting question. It depends on the day. I mean, sometimes you've been there so long and you have nothing to talk about. So you just say watermelon, watermelon, watermelon over and over again. And it looks like you're talking. And then sometimes you're having real conversations with people and you just mouth it and you have it quietly so they can't hear
you. Yeah, because you can't make noise.
Yeah.
But that, I think, is part of why when it's us especially, you get great background acting because you're just mouthing to each other.
Yeah.
And sometimes that makes you laugh, but you have to laugh silently and then it makes the other person laugh because you know that you can't make noise. And if you've got 20 background actors who all think they're whispering, they're very loud on the mic. Like the microphones can hear everything.
Yeah.
So especially when it's us in the background, we're really serious about not making noise because we do not want to do another take because we're being irresponsible in the background of somebody else's shot. But I think that can actually make for the best background acting because you're just like, what the are you saying? What is that word?
Yo, I'm going to promise you, I am always talking when I am like extra. If I'm in the background of your scene, I am talking and I delight in it because that's like the one time where people's focus is elsewhere. They're like focused on the people who are actually doing the scene work. And I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do now. Now we're going to tell secrets.
Guess what?
I love being background in scenes like that. And it's like, funny. I might have more of a sense memory about doing that stuff than about doing the actual scenes. Just sitting in the background being like, these motherfuckers.
Shooting the hey, oh, wait, we need to give an honorable mention to Billy, your brother, who's in the bathroom
with Bevan. That was so funny.
I forgot about that.
That was about the time that, like, Billy had a crush on her. And I think that they threw him that bone just so they could, like, be in the same scene together. Like, there was a point where I definitely wanted Bevan to date my brother because I was just like, oh, this would be so cool. Christmas would be so fun if we were related. It didn't work out. Didn't work out. But yeah, Billy had a crush on her for a while there. And I think that they just thought they were being real cute throwing him in there at the urinal with her.
They gave him a shot. We've got one more question from Liz. She says, if you could play a male character from the show, who would it be and why?
Dan, always. It's because Dan's the guy, you know, he's got the media storyline. It's so fun.
My first instinct was Nathan.
Yeah, I want to play Lucas. Like, I do, because a lot of reasons. He got paid the most, and and I love money. No, but also I think that Lucas had some really interesting things to do, and I just want to brood. That's it. Like, I can only relate to emo characters.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you want to play him even more emo?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not only would he be like wearing eyeliner, but he'd be wearing like the used t-shirts and, you know, like sad bands. He'd like love Paramore, you know?
Love it.
Paramore. Oh, my gosh. What a singer she is, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that voice.
We're spinning.
Let's do it.
What do we have this week?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who's the most likely to move in with you?
I mean, you did have people move in with you.
I always have people move in with me. I just want to live on a commune. I want to live with all my best friends. Yeah. Forever.
Bevan lived with you. Who else lived with you?
Bevan lived with me. Daniela was with me like most weekends. Lee was with Bevan and I in LA a lot. Yeah, I love having people around. Jenny, my best friend, moved in with me. When we were still doing the show.
The whole reason that Jensen and Danielle set me up with Jeffrey is to get me off their couch. Like, I had posted up in their LA house and Jensen was like, I only get to see my girlfriend on the weekends. You can't be here.
Go away.
Go away. And I did the same thing to Elizabeth Arnois. I have that little sister energy where I'm like, can I come over? Yeah. Can I come over?
We're very similar in that way. I feel like I have the big sister energy where everyone moves in with me, but that's my dream come true. Like last weekend, I woke up on a Sunday morning. I'd gone to a friend's birthday the night before. I'd made a plan to get bagels with my friends, and they apparently had gotten up very early and gone and gotten through the line. Cause like there's a line at a bagel place. Oh, at our favorite bagel store, the lines can be like 2 hours long.
What?
And they had gotten through the line so fast for some weird reason that they were like, well, she hasn't texted yet. We'll just go over. And everybody has a key to my house. So I woke up to people? Oh, I woke up to three friends sitting in the guest room with coffees and bagels. And 10 minutes after I woke up, four more people walked in the door. And I was like, this is the best fucking day of my life. Yeah. This is the best day of my life. Like, all my people are here. We're in pajamas. This is all I want.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
That's all I want. I love
it. Okay, so who from the cast moved in with you? I mean, Bevan?
Yeah, Bevan and I live together.
Okay. Which character is the most likely to move in with you?
I mean, Brooke also moves in with everyone.
That's true.
She moves in with Lucas. She moves in with Rachel. Yeah. She moves in with Haley.
Yeah. She lived with Peyton for a hot second.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So Hillary in real life, Brooke in fake life.
Yeah, I'll just, anybody who'll take me, I'll show up. like a like a sad little pauper. Well, guys, that was a nice palate cleanser. I really appreciate this episode for its bottle quality. Mm. It exists in the middle of nowhere.
Love. We want to see a high school production of this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, what do we have next week?
Season 4, episode 14, Sad Songs for Dirty Lovers.
Ooh.
Sounds fun.
Dirty. Okay, guys. Love you. See you next week.
Thanks for joining. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort. Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.